Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Now we're rolling, Damage Plan MMA Podcast. I am Jason, as always, my co-host, the voice of MMA in Utah, Zach Partridge.
Bam. Coming to a t-shirt near you.
We're going to make that a shirt. That's going to be a dope shirt.
I like it.
We got a fighter spotlight. I'm super excited to welcome our boy, Damage Plan MMA. You are our first sponsored. Well, no, I take that back. You're not our first sponsored athlete.
The podcast.
No, because yes, you are our first podcast sponsored athlete.
All right. There we
Aleko
go.
Aleko Poynar.
Thanks for you having big, me on, guys.
Glad you got big here. Shoes to fill, man. You got big shoes to fill.
Hey, I'm ready. I'm ready, man. I'm ready to fill them up.
Glad to have you back, man. So you got a fight coming up June 18th on the Steel Fist Fight Night, fighting in the co-main event against somebody that Zach and I know really well, in Robbie Miner. We've seen him fight a bunch. How's camp going?
It's going good, man. Like, obviously being 2 weeks out right now, like this past week was the hardest week of training. We'll still push a little bit hard next week too, but not as much with like sparring and live and stuff. But camp's been great, man. Like, I really haven't taken the foot off the pedal too much since my last fight. I've been adding new things to this camp and working with some new people that I'm excited to go out there and showcase everything that I've been putting together the past couple months. Camp's probably been the hardest camp I've ever done, but I think that my body is going to be peaking at the right time come fight night. So I'm excited to see how once again, all the hard work goes into it the next couple months, or from the last couple months.
Did something just change? Because the audio was perfect, and now it's like all crackly.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you guys are cracking too. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Just a little crackle, but we'll be all right. Yeah. Is this your first time being a co-main event spot?
Say it again.
Is this your first time being in a co-main event spot?
No, as an amateur, I've done it before. As a professional, yeah.
Okay.
My first time.
Cool. What do you... Do you like that? Like, what's your vibe like sitting in the back?
Say it
waiting
again.
For your still fight.
Fuzzy.
Oh, no. We're going to lose him.
Oh, we're going to lose him again. Oh.
No, I'm sitting out here. I'm not in the back service area. We were good before.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Aleko, bounce out and come back in and see if that helps.
Yep.
All right. We'll just talk. We're going to let Aleko bounce out and come back in. We had a little technical difficulties. This has happened the last time too, but he was at his house. He's in a better area this time.
I know. It's the downside of podcasting. Damn not having like a studio, but
one of these days when we get rich, be like Joe Rogan, move to Texas. We don't need to move to Texas. We live in a good state.
Dude, I'm not moving to Texas. My sister, love my sister to death. She lives there. I was like, I would have considered it while she lived there. Now, nope. Real quick.
Yeah. We need to come on next week before the conference final start, because we know it's going to be the Jazz and the Suns.
Are we sure about that?
I think it's in Jazz Suns. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I think the Suns win.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm feel confident about that.
I don't think the Suns have an answer for Jokic.
I don't think Denver has an answer for Booker.
They have bodies.
Or Chris Paul.
Okay, it's not like Chris Paul's out there winning games.
He's a factor, man.
Oh my gosh! Here we go. You ready?
You're just mad. What am I mad at? What's up?
You ready?
Yeah. So who Suns in four? Roman thinks against the Jazz. You're crazy. I'll take all your money on that.
I'll take all your money.
Just give it all to me.
All your money, Roman. Let's see.
Here we go.
Is he back?
Oh, Denver. He said Denver. I think he is. He's coming back. His reception's slow. Damn.
Man, Aleko.
Sorry, guys.
Aleko dog.
We need to just have him do it when he's at the gym, because I think he has Wi-Fi at the gym.
Oh,
what time do you train tonight?
5:30.
We might not be able to do it then. I'll have to message him.
Real quick. If you're Portland, why don't you ship CJ McCollum to Golden State?
For who?
For I don't know.
He's back. Oh, it's even worse now.
Can you guys hear me?
It's bad. Yeah, you're cracking pretty bad. Your reception's pretty bad.
Crack-a-lacking, bro.
Dude, I don't even know what to say. It's because I've got full service right now.
It's a little better now.
It was the thing that sucked is it was perfect before we went live.
Yeah, before we went live. Let's
yeah, we just talked up for 10 minutes beforehand, man. I mean, I'm good to go. Like,
we're good. You guys
better. Yeah, we're go. We'll just keep going. We'll just keep going.
Anyway, so I was going to say, so what's it like waiting in the back when you're waiting to get going for your fight as a co-main event? Like the Fierce card, like you're earlier on in the card, so you just get to get out, get going. What do you like to do to keep calm or whatever while you're waiting in the back?
Like I like to get there early and get my hands taped no matter where I'm at on the card, just like in case the whole card goes super fast, I'm ready to go. I don't have to worry about getting my hands taped like and all that stuff. But as soon as I get my hands taped, I'll just put my headphones on and just like keep my directing thoughts under control and try and keep my thoughts slower and keep my mind slower. And then once I'm four or five fights out, I'll start doing my warm up and like try and do my warm up for 15 to 20 minutes. And then by that time, hopefully I'm in the hole and it's just the same thing. Obviously, like there's tons and tons of thoughts that go into your head and like nervousness might approach and stuff, but it's just about keeping yourself cool and like keeping your directing thoughts under control and just being confident in your preparation and all the months of training that you put into it. So that's what I think it'll be like. Again, like I said, this is my first time as a pro in the co-main event, but as an amateur, I've had to do it before. So it's just going to be making sure I get my hands taped right away. And then I'll just lay low until four or five fights out from my fight and then start getting my warm up in. And by that time I'll be basically getting close to be on staging and walking out. So there won't be too much time to sit there and think, hopefully.
Do you like being the out-of-town guy coming in and fighting a hometown guy?
Yeah, for the most part. Obviously, like, it'll be cool to get to fight in Ohio. It'll be cool to get to fight in Las Vegas, where I know a lot of other people. But I'm trying to see this world, and MMA is a good way to do it. So if I got to fight
people
in the hometown to do that, then so be it. It doesn't really bother me. I've competed, you know, at a national level in, like, karate when I was 7, 8 years old. So I've competed my entire life, you know, in different places all over the country. So whether it's in their backyard or they have to travel somewhere else, it doesn't really bother me. I enjoy it because I get to meet new people and that type of stuff.
Nice.
What do you know about your opponent? What do you know about Robbie?
My coaches have watched some film on him. I've seen a little bit of film on him. I think he's a wrestler and a grappler. Obviously, there's not a ton on him, but my thing stays the same no matter what. Like, obviously, you want to, like, try and put some stuff together, but I focus on me and try and be the best me that I can be that night. And at the end of the day, it's you versus you. Obviously, the opponent and all that stuff's real, but I try and focus on me and my game plan. Obviously, listen to what my coaches say with what they've seen with his tendencies and stuff, but just focusing on being the sharpest me I can be that night. As far as he goes, I know he trains at a tough gym and all that stuff.
Yeah, he's just a legit gym.
So do I. So I'm excited to get in there and, you know, just get in there and do it.
What do you like? Where do you see? I mean, you don't have to give up your game plan, but it's always interesting to see when, you know, you have a heavy wrestling background. He has a heavy wrestling and grappling background. We usually see when that happens, nobody tests their wrestling. It stands up on the feet. Is that something that you kind of expect, or do you just not go in there with any expectations?
I have a general feeling of where it'll go, but that, like you said, like the fight starts on his feet, so that dictates everything. And it's like, I'm sure if he sees an opening, he'll try and go for a takedown. Probably the same thing for me. But until then, it always starts on your feet. And I like to just take the fight where it goes. Like, because you don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to go out there and do this for my game plan, blah, blah, blah. And you go out there and you try and it doesn't work. And then what are you thinking mentally if that doesn't work? So it's like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to be ready for wherever the fight goes. If it's standing, if it's on the ground, you know, wherever, I'll be ready. I just take it where it goes.
So this fight was actually scheduled to happen back in October, November, if I'm not mistaken, on the Fierce card, right?
Last November. I think he got sick like the week before.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Got canceled the day before. I think it was the day before, right, Zach?
Yeah, it got canceled the day before.
Weigh-ins.
Yeah, the day before weigh-ins, that card ended up getting scratched.
It was supposed to be back in November. I guess for some reason things didn't work out for February. We both took other fights, and now it's happening again in June, so...
Nice. It was kind of destiny then that you guys were supposed to fight, because when we talked to Robbie, he said eventually you guys would end up meeting when we talked to him before his last Steel Fist fight.
Yeah, exactly. He, if he's one of the top dogs in Utah, then that's who I'm trying to compete against. And if he is trying to compete against the best prospects, then that's why he stayed in play. So,
he just won. You know, he just won the belt against one of Zach's training partners. What, two months ago, Zach? 2-3 months ago?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I stand on it. I mean, obviously, you never know what's going to happen, like when fights fall through and stuff. But it's like obviously we both had prepared for it for an entire camp back in November, and you know, it fell through. But it's like since you put all that work in, you kind of want to make it worth it. So he's probably feeling the same way. And, you know, we're making it happen now.
Hell yeah.
I think it's a great matchup. I think it's a good fight. I think you are a tough challenge, obviously, for somebody to make their pro debut against. But I mean, I shout out to Steelfist because I think this is a great co-main event. And I don't know if you know anything about the main event, but do your thing and then go find a seat because the main event's gonna be sick.
Okay. Are they heavy hitters?
They're fighting at middleweight, but both of them are monsters. Like it's
okay, then I'll definitely do that.
They're the type of guys why I'm going down to 170. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I'll definitely be watching that one then.
Yeah, they're both monsters. It's gonna be the whole card is actually really good. We've talked to a couple of fighters on here, and actually it's kind of a little wrestling heavy, right, Zach? Because we got the guys coming up from Beaver that are both wrestlers. There's a couple other guys from Nagima that are wrestlers. So this is going to be an interesting card. So not looking forward or anything, Aleko, but what's the long-term goal after this fight? Where do you see yourself at? Try to get on the contender series, LFA, any of that in your future?
A big league, hopefully by this time next year. Like, I don't want to make any too concrete plans because you don't know how the fight's going to go and stuff. But if I get out healthy, this fight, then yeah, I want to take like the next step and try and get to whether it's LFA or a bigger promotion contender series, or if Risen or 1FC wants some new talent, I wouldn't mind doing that either, or Bellator, you know, that's the next plan. So hopefully for sure by this time next year, being one of the big leagues, whatever one it is, that's the plan though.
Yeah. You heard that, Roman, right? Roman, he's ready for the big leagues, baby.
He knows. He's all the time.
So you guys got some, I don't know if we can talk about it. I mean, I guess it's on social media, but I'll let you say it. You guys got a pretty, pretty badass training partner down there training with you guys for this camp.
Oh, training partner or.
I guess guest training partner, I guess you could call it the last couple weeks, week or so.
Who?
Jake Shields.
Oh yeah. He's been an extreme for the past couple months, and he just started running his own class like the past, I'd say, month and a half.
Oh, nice.
Whatever. And it's a smaller class. There's not a ton of people that go there, and the talent pool is high. So like, he's been dropping some knowledge into us. He's trying to get into coaching, or he is in coaching. Obviously, he's coached for a while, but he's trying to get into coaching more. And he's been, you know, dropping a lot of knowledge into some of the guys that have been showing up consistently. And that's another thing that, like I said, I'm excited to show some of the new things that I've added into this
camp. Right.
He's been helping out a ton with it, getting to spend time with him, and been crazy. There's levels of the game, and you know, getting to see the highest level. He's a 5-time world champion. You know, getting to see that level with MMA and grappling, it's unreal. So I'm excited to get to showcase that. I see it in training, but like always, I got to go out there and make it worth it and showcase it when it counts.
Am I the only one that's going to be there rooting for you?
I think Destiny said she might be there because she's going to be with family and stuff, but
cool.
Yeah, it might be just you unless one of my sponsors flies out or something. I know
I'll be loud.
Pay-per-view. So
yeah. Oh I'll yeah, have, like, for
a
sure.
Bunch of people there morally, but physically it'll just be you. I think you and Destiny.
Cool. I'll be loud.
Perfect. I'll be cheering from San Diego.
Good. Good. I'm glad. It'll be good.
Yeah, I'll be cornering one of my buddies earlier on the card, and then I'll go find a seat and we'll be loud. It'll be good.
Perfect.
I'll try to get all my guys from our gym cheering for you too then.
Yeah, hey, that means a lot. I had a couple at my last fight, but it was more the same. Like in the arena, I couldn't even tell. Like you couldn't even tell. So
I will say this. The production on the Fierce cards are great. Everything's great. It's cool. They have the big arena. It's cool. But the problem with like COVID and stuff right now, and it is so big that if it's not full, it's just there's not that same vibe. Where we fight at the Union Event Center for Steel Fist, the venue is perfect.
Yes.
For fights, because the cage is in the middle and everybody's around the cage, and then there's a rail that goes around the whole upstairs, And so everybody's, it's kind of like everybody's on top. And it's like a real close, like concert type venue. But like, so it feels like there's like 2,000 plus people in there or whatever, but it's like packed in and everybody's like right there around the cage. And the energy is awesome. It gets crazy.
Yeah, that sounds like my kind of party, man. I'm excited for that.
Dude,
I read that it sells out and stuff, so I was kind of
Sure sold. So
yeah,
that'll sell out.
Yeah. Sounds like my kind of guys.
Party. I like it. The more the merrier, too. So if it's going to be
packed. Oh, dude, it's that place gets rocking in there, and it's awesome.
Good. I can't wait. Can't wait to get to dance under those lights, then.
Yeah, buddy.
Hell yeah, man. Well, we appreciate you jumping on with us, Aleko. Do you want to give a shout out to your sponsors?
Yeah, first off, the best podcast in the land, Damage Plan Podcast. They're amazing sponsors. They're helping me out a ton.
My man.
Hype Socks, Nimble Systems, Gorilla Sportswear, Spaces Consignment, You Are What You Eat Meals, and M&H Beans. Thank you. And then thank you once again to all my teams, Extreme Couture, Big Shot Boxing, 10th Planet, Las Vegas.
Hey, just a little shout out to your shirts. I ordered one of your shirts for myself and my grandma, and the shirts are high quality. Great.
Good. I'm glad.
Good shirts, man. So if you guys are wondering the shirts, they're higher quality shirt. So awesome. Yeah, love the shirt.
I should have the new ones up for sale hopefully in the next couple of days. So
Dope.
It's the same material.
Sweet.
Hell yeah, man. Hey Jason, thanks for getting me your shirt.
I did get you a shirt. It's just it was a small.
You got your grandma shirt. Get out of here.
Actually, the shirts do run a little bit big. I will say the shirts run a little bit big. Either that or I'm getting smaller at my older age. Because normally I wear an extra large and I can fill it out. But that extra large is pretty big.
Gotta get back on that sauce.
I know.
Get back on the sauce, Jason. No, I'm just kidding. Bro, Aleko, if you have any shirts, bring one up for me.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
He needs a medium because he's going down to 170.
Large.
That's what I was just gonna say, make sure you pick a size down for the weight.
Large.
All right,
Aleko, we'll talk to you later, man. Good luck in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
All right, brother. See you soon. Later. It's a natural.